met you. Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I was just talking to Ilya saying that Bill, who listens to the show regularly, hasn't met Ilya yet. And he's sort of fascinated because he knows all the faces and the names of people on the show.
We need to get a...
He's fascinated with you.
I look like Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, he does.
You do look like Orlando Bloom. Like,
somebody once told me that. I don't think it's true, though. Also, I think he's a really actor. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Vincennes. You know, we need one of those all-call pager systems within NPR New York because Dan is never, ever here when this segment starts. This segment, by the way, where we let the invisible hand call the shots. It's the marketplace of ideas. You're the small business person. You click them, we pick them, and we call it the most. All right, speaking of bad behavior...
Hurry, draw the attention away from Ilya. Okay,
Rachel
I'll go
Martin
first.
Has something for us. Where's this from?
This is from the New York Times. It's the number one most emailed at the New York Times. And this is an article about a couple of studies that were released, one by the National Institute of Mental Health and McGill University. And it's analyzing kids' behavior. Apparently, previously people thought, you know, if your kids are acting badly in school, like kindergartners in particular, misbehaving, interrupting the teacher, that maybe that could be a sign.
Swearing.
That maybe that could be a sign that they should be held back. Maybe Ilya should have been held back.
I was held back.
Okay, we are moving on.
Sorry.
And apparently, these studies now say that just because kids misbehave doesn't necessarily mean that they are not learning, and they should be given a chance to just keep on keeping on. And usually, by about the fifth grade, they start to shape up a little bit.
That's good news.
Yeah, that is good news.
It doesn't surprise me that this is the most emailed because there are, you know, millions of American parents who have kids that are antsy and they just want to read something that says, my kid's not going to become the Green River Killer.
Yeah, they're not totally abnormal. It's, right. You know, they misbehave and some kids genuinely have emotional and, you know, some serious problems that need to be addressed. But on the whole, these studies are saying, don't despair, parents, if your child is acting out at a very early age. They could grow out of it.
All right. Hopeful piece of news from Rachel Martin. Mm-hmm. Danimal. I guess I shouldn't call you Danimal, considering the
That's
next
right.
story.
Is
that your married
speaking
name?
Speaking of Rachel's story, if these modern-day criteria had been applied to me back in third grade, I think I'd still be at a recess right now. But, we got a most emailed story off Yahoo News here. A man in India, as a form of atonement, has married a dog. It's actually not as uncommon as you might think. In some rural areas of India, deeply superstitious people sometimes organize weddings to dogs and other animals, believing it can ward off certain curses. This man stoned two dogs to death 15 years ago and believes that he's been cursed ever since. He says that that his legs and hands got paralyzed, he lost hearing in one ear, and by marrying this dog... he hopes to ward off this curse. So they had a whole ceremony. The dog wore a sari. They had a feast afterwards, although the dog only got a bun in the feast, which seems kind of like...
And that is all the dog got, people.
And you think that's the most bizarre part of that story? That the dog didn't get a bun.
And a gift certificate to Crate and Barrel.
Yeah, right.
That's what I heard.
Stuff,
up next
stuff.
Is Ilya, who I do want to say is one of our most diligent and best producers.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to kill it. Unbelievable bookings, writings, and all. And apparently very comfortable on the radio.
I only curse when the mic is on.
Yeah, we know. We know that you're not nervous because clearly you have no idea that we're even broadcasting at this moment.
Wait, are we still on pilot? So this is actually kind of a creative most. We anticipate that this is going to be one of the most read stories on the New York Daily News. You know why? Because it's bad news for Rupert Murdoch's Post News Corporation. He owns the New York Post. The headline is, Judith Regan, I was smeared to save Rudy Giuliani. This is the $100 million lawsuit by former HarperCollins, also News Corporation publisher, Judith Regan. She had an affair with Bernie Kerik. This came out a couple years ago.
Right.
And she alleges now that that she was smeared by the company to keep her quiet about all of that. Now, just to make sure that you guys know, this is actually the number 5 most blogged article at the New York Times already, so it does slip in the door there, but we're anticipating that's going to shoot right to the top on the Daily News site.
Probably.
Not least because they have a big old photo of her on the homepage.
is somebody who was always putting out these books. She was going to put out the O.J. Simpson, If I Did It. She's always getting into it with one person or another, and now I'm not that surprised to see a lawsuit flying coming from Judith Regan towards...
100 million bucks, though. I mean, Dr. Evil wouldn't ask for that much.
100 million.
All right, Allie.
CNN.com, most popular, and one of the, and many of the most popular terms on Google Trends, Dr. Jan Adams. That is the doctor who was operating on Kanye West's mother. Of course, she passed away over the weekend due to complications from cosmetic surgery. A lot of unflattering information coming out about Dr. Jan Adams. You may recognize the name. He was on that TV show. Do you remember that? The Other View, or The Other Half, with Dick Clark and Mario Lopez.
Danny Bonaduce.
Yeah, sort of a short-lived men's version of The View. He was the doctor on that. He's a television host of Discovery Health's Plastic Surgery Before and After.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
Shaved head?
Yep, went to Harvard, Ohio State College of Medicine, plastic surgery at the University of Michigan. Well, apparently he performed the surgery after some other Beverly Hills surgeons came out and said, you know what, we wouldn't perform the surgery on Ms. West because she had some pre-existing conditions. All kinds of information coming out about his past, some of his less than perfect personal behavior. So this story may not go away from the headlines for a little while.
All right.
Trisha?
Trish McKinney, what have you got for us in there?
I have one of the most viewed stories on MSNBC.com. At least it was when I checked at about 3 a.m. I think it may have dropped down slightly, but it's actually a really, really poignant story. Mm-hmm. It was on the Today Show yesterday. It's about a couple who lost their three young children, two boys and a girl, in an auto accident last May. And, you know, understandably devastated by the loss. But like a lot of couples, they managed to, you know, keep their marriage intact. And they're actually expecting three children. They're expecting triplets, two girls and a boy. They lost two girls and a boy there, and they're going to have two girls and a boy. And it's really a poignant story. And the father was on the Today Show yesterday, and he talked about how he feels the children that they lost are actually watching over them. So we have a little sound from that.
It's hard to ever fathom the idea, whatever your religious beliefs are, that once your three children are gone in the blink of an eye, that you want to think that they're in a better place and they're together, and your mind can't even think otherwise. So, you know, if you feel that they're somewhere, you know, watching over you, protecting you, and something like this happens, it's hard to think that somehow they weren't involved in crafting this.
So they're due in the spring, and they're actually also trying to raise awareness for, you know, driver safety and to, get laws passed that would, you know, the car accident was allegedly caused by a truck driver. So they're trying to raise awareness about that.
We wish the family well, of course.
Yeah.
All good vibes going to that family.
Absolutely.
And that does it for...
Wait, Ilya.
Just one thing. I do want to apologize to all of our listeners for using profanity, so I apologize.
I thought you said he was a city actor.
And I'd like to apologize to everyone for the rest of this show that you're going to have to hear after this, because I'm not going to let that go.
Ilya, Dan.
Trish.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Rachel. Did Rachel have one?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.